how long do you hope to live? And really, what would you like to see accomplished in life? Have you thought about these things at all? In the verses we're going to look at today in Ephesians chapter 5, in verse 15 he says, "Look therefore carefully how you walk," or how you live, "not as unwise, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil." Now I want to think about those verses, especially verses 15 and 16. Life itself, time itself. Now in this section, Ephesians 5, 15 through 21, he's going to talk about the power that is available to us as Christians through the Holy Spirit, the power to live a godly life, to live a wise life, to live a life that is really worth living, that is productive. And he's going to deal with that in these verses here. And the power is the Holy Spirit. But he begins now by this word of caution and this word of warning to us, saying, you need to be concerned about how you live. You need to be concerned about what you're doing with your time. Life is very precious. What are you going to do with your life? Live wisely, he says, because life is short. Life is precious. You don't know how long you're going to live, do you? Now, you may live to a ripe old age, but then you could die tomorrow. How uncertain life is. And because life is uncertain, here's one of the reasons I think that we need to live wisely each day. We don't know the length of it. Life is precious. Life is valuable. Life is short. Live wisely. That's what he says here. In Psalm 90, the Psalm of Moses, the man of God, Moses is writing in his old age. And he says in verse 9, "We bring our years to an end as a sigh. The days of our years are 70 years. That means 70 years. Or even by reason of strength, 80 years, Moses said, if we're very strong and vigorous and healthy, we may live to 80. Yet, he says, is their pride but labor and sorrow, for it is soon gone, and we fly away. Ah, Moses says, life is short." Now, he lived to be an old man, over 100. But as he looks at life, he says how short it is. Have you ever talked to an old person, and I mean someone that is really old, and as you speak with them and they talk about life, often they'll say, "Life has been so short. It seems just yesterday." And then they'll reminisce about their childhood, how short life is. And Moses here says, maybe, usually our years are maybe 70. We live to be 70. That's a good life, a good full life. He says, if you're very vigorous and very strong, you do your jogging and eat your whole wheat cereal and whatever you're supposed to do to live long, if you do that, and if you're spared sickness, you may live to be 80, 90, maybe even beyond that. But, he says, it's soon gone, and we fly away. And then Moses, as he comes to the end of that psalm here, he says, "Teach us to number our days." In verse 12, he says, "Teach us to number our days." Oh, I need to live wisely. If that's all the length that my life is. Now, when you're 20, it looks like you're going to live forever. Life stretches out. It seems so long. And yet, as the years pass, pretty soon, you know, you reach 40. And then you realize, well, I'm on the downslope now. I have less time to live than I have lived in all likelihood. And here Moses says, oh, let's live wisely. Number your days, count and consider and realize your life is precious and it is soon finished. Life at best is very brief, we sometimes think. like a falling of a leaf, like the binding of a sheaf be in time. And that's a plea to the sinner to turn to the Lord. But it's also a reminder to the believer. Yes, life is short, and I need to live it wisely. So because it's short, I need to be concerned about how I live. It will be gone very, very soon. Now, it's also possibly short because the Lord Jesus may return. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 7, verse 29, "This I say, brothers, the time is short, that henceforth both those that have wives may be as though they had none, those that weep as though they wept not, those that rejoice as though they rejoiced not, those that buy as though they possessed not, those that use the world as not using it to the full, for the fashion of this world passes away." And Paul here is saying, you know, that our time really as Christians here is short as we think of Christ coming back. Who knows when he's going to return? We need to be ready. And it may be that amongst those of you who are listening to my voice, it may be that there will be some who will never die, but will be caught up to meet the Lord Jesus when he comes. Now that's the hope, the blessed hope for Christians. And so in view of the fact that our life itself is uncertain, death may be much nearer than we think, and in view of the fact that Christ is returning, and even if we do not die, our life may be shorter than we think. He says, live wisely. Don't squander your life. Don't waste your life. Don't just live for material things which are going to pass away and suddenly you wake up to find that they're all gone. The Lord Jesus told about the man who had all these plans, you remember? Had a good crop. He looked out, he saw his fields, and he said, "My, I'm going to have a good crop. I'm going to have to build new granaries. I'm going to have to build new barns. I'm going to have to really provide for storing this crop. And when I have it in, then I can just say, well, now I've got it made for the rest of my life. It's such a good crop, I can retire. I can eat, I can drink, I can be merry. I don't have to worry anymore about the necessities of life. I have succeeded materially." Really, that's what he said. But the Lord looked down from heaven and he said, "You're foolish. You're foolish. You don't know it, but tonight you are going to die." And then whose are these things going to be? These things you've worked over. These things you've slaved over. I heard the other day of a man who was talking about another man who had died, and he was asked, how much did he leave? And he said he left the same amount as Howard Hughes. He left it all. When we die, we take nothing with us. So he says, live wisely. Life is short. Death is maybe closer than we realize, or the Lord Jesus' return may be closer than we realize. Handle life then with caution. And in view of that, he says in verse 16, buy up the opportunities. Now that's really the thought. He's not saying here, buy up the next year or buy up the next week. But really what he's saying to us is every day there are opportunities that come our way that will never be repeated. Be sure you buy those. Don't let them slip through your fingers. Because you only go this way once. You live this day only once. Buy up those opportunities. It can be very disappointing, can't it, if you miss out on a good sale. I remember having the experience once of seeing some ads run by a store. And there were some good articles of clothing for sale. There were some good buys, and I wanted to get one or two of those things, and I hurried down to the store. But when I got there, I asked about these items on sale, and they said, "Oh, we're sorry. That sale was over last night." I was a day too late, and I missed those opportunities. Maybe you've had that experience. Opportunities that we miss to buy at a sale or something like this. But what he's saying here really is all of our life is filled with opportunities. Opportunities you are going to have today to read the Word of God if you're a Christian, to pray. You'll only have that opportunity today. Now, tomorrow you can never do it for today. So I think he would say, buy up those opportunities. Spend time with the Lord. Spend time in His Word. Spend time reading and enjoying it. And enjoying the Lord Himself and worshiping Him and just sitting there perhaps in quietness and thanking God for all He's done for you and for all He means to you and for the gift of the Lord Jesus. Filling your heart with thoughts of the living God, the eternal God, the God who loves you and me, and the God who is our Father if we have accepted the Lord Jesus. There's an opportunity that only comes our way each day, day by day. Buy it up. Don't let it slip through your fingers. He would say to us, there are opportunities to show kindness that only come day by day. Today your path is going to cross people that may need help, people that need a word of encouragement, people that need some act of kindness showed to them, people that are hurting in various ways. Will you buy up the opportunity to speak a word for the Lord or to do a kind act for Him? Buy up the opportunity today. And today, our path may cross the path of someone who is in desperate spiritual need. Someone who is convicted of sin and feels guilty and depressed and utterly discouraged. As a Christian, you have the answer in the gospel. You can tell that person, listen, God loves you, God cares for you, God wants to save you, God will forgive you and change your life and make your life beautiful and worthwhile. Buy up that opportunity. Speak a word for the Lord. Witness for Him. Give out a gospel tract. And let me say to you too also, if you're not a Christian, today, you have the opportunity to receive the Lord Jesus and to begin life with Him. But today may be your last opportunity. May you do this.